Our New Testament reading comes from the book of James, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "Not many of you should be teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. But if we put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at a ship, though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by the human species. But no one tames the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father. With it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish waters? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No, more can salt water yield fresh." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I come to you today with a sermon that asks the question, do you mean what you say? Pray with me very briefly. Lord, again, we call upon you to touch and inspire your word, that it may be a blessing, a guide, and an inspiration for us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we enter into today's message, there's a question that I want you to hold on to in the front of your mind, not in the back of your mind. And the question is this: if you have been blessed with a tongue and you have been blessed with the ability to speak, what will you use it for? If you have been blessed with a tongue and you have been blessed with the ability to speak, what will you do with it? As you hold on to that question, allow me to share with you something that happened to me some many, many years ago. One day, when I was sitting on the subway on my way to work, a group of young girls got on and took a seat next to a woman that I'd say she was about in her 60s, give or take. And they sat down, and as the doors of the train closed and the train began to move, the young women, the girls, began to talk about school and talk about their friends and talk about the things that they have done over the weekend. Now, this is what we would expect from a bunch of teenage girls, so there was no surprise there. But the problem that we were having didn't even involve the fact that these teenage students were so enthusiastic and energetic and loud with their conversation. That didn't bother us. What did disturb us were the words that were coming out of their mouths. Their language was so vulgar and so degrading, and the things that came out of their mouths were just so ugly that after a few minutes of listening to what they had to say, the woman who they sat next to leaned over and in a very polite manner, she said to them, "Excuse me, do you kiss your mothers with that mouth?" A mouth that has done nothing but spew vile, nasty, degrading words. These were the worst things I've ever heard in my life. And when she finished her little reprimand of these young girls, the train pulled into the next station, which coincidentally happened to be her stop. And as she was getting up to leave, she then turned to the girls and said, "May God bless you, so that the beauty that you all show on the outside will be reflected by the words that come out of your mouth." And then she walked off the train. The doors closed. And much to my surprise, the girls watched her walk off the train. They looked at each other. And they rode in silence for the remainder of their trip. As I watched them reach their stop, and when they got off and walked off the train quietly, I began to wonder, what is it that they were thinking as they continued to ride along in silence? And the other question that intrigued my mind is, as I listened to all of the things that they were saying, I began to wonder, did they really mean all those ugly things that they were saying? Or were they just simply trying to be cute or be cool or try to impress one another to see who could shock everybody in the train the most? Well, needless to say, I never saw them again. They never saw me again. So I don't know what the answer to that question or those questions would be. But as I began to think back on where I was in my particular walk of life, it brought me back to the question that we opened up our sermon with, and that is, if you have been blessed with a tongue and you have been blessed with the ability to speak, what will you use it for? In our New Testament reading, James addressed a group of people who found themselves in the place of being teachers. Teachers amongst the people of God. And what made this particularly interesting and that came to James's attention was the fact that these teachers were in the synagogue teaching amongst those who were listening. Now, sitting in that audience were people that the teachers, some of them they liked, others they didn't like, didn't respect, and felt that they were not deserving of the word of God, of the same blessings that the chosen people were entitled to. And so as they were teaching, they took opportunities to criticize, to insult, and to degrade, and to take little digs and jabs at the people who were listening in on the lessons that were being taught, simply because they felt that they did not deserve the same treatment as those who they admired and felt were deserving. And while James was listening to this, he was compelled to ask them the question, if you have been blessed with a tongue and you have been blessed with the ability to speak, then what are you using your tongue for? And in answer to that question, He then goes on and explains a few things. He says that the tongue is just a tiny little thing, but with it, you can do a lot of damage. And he says that we do not have the ability to tame our tongues, because the tongue has the ability to do damage. It does damage in the world, and if used improperly, it can damage a person's life as well. And then he continued on, and he compared the tongue to something that most people wouldn't even take for granted. He said a little spark, a small tiny flame, has the ability to wipe out an entire forest. And he said that a tiny little rudder has the ability to turn a great big huge ship. And yet, in comparing it to those two things, the tongue, which is tiny in comparison to the rest of our bodies, has the ability to destroy with very little effort. Beloved people of God, the question that stands before us today is, what are we using our tongues for? Are we using them to build each other up, or are we using it to tear each other down? Then he goes on and he says something else that's kind of curious, and it kind of ties in with my children's message today. He says, is it possible for a single spring to bring forth fresh water and salt water at the same time? Clearly the answer was no. And then he asked them, can a fig tree at the same time produce olives? It's either one or the other. And then he goes on to say that it's also equally impossible for a tongue to produce both praises for God while cursing the creatures that God has created. And so it's with that that we come back to the most challenging question of all. And that question is, do we mean what we say? Beloved people of God, in James's words, again, he says, it's impossible to tame the tongue. But I've heard and I've learned through Scripture that what comes out of a person's mouth doesn't start with the tongue. It originates in the heart. And so, the challenge that stands before us today is a bigger question than all the things that have to do with your tongue and all the things that have to do with your mouth. The question that we're struggling with is, what's going on in your heart? And so, to make sure that the tongue is producing the right words, the first thing we have to do is get a grip on what's going on inside of us. And it's with that I leave you with this challenge. I challenge each of us to set aside just a little bit of time this week and go to God in prayer. And this is the prayer that I'd like you to say. Lord, if there is anything in my heart that does not belong, please take it away so that I can learn to love others the way you love me. I want everybody to pray that prayer with me. Repeat after me. Lord, if there's anything in my heart that does not belong, please take it away so that I can learn to love others the way you love me. And after you pray that prayer, be still and hear how God responds. Hear what God is going to encourage you to let go of. And what you'll discover at the end of it all is that you'll find more love and more joy and more happiness coming into your life. And so, beloved people of God, that's our challenge for this week. learning to love one another the way God loves us. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for two things. First and foremost, for loving us unconditionally, and also for always forgiving us and giving us an opportunity to make things right. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.